Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, community of faith. The saints of the community of faith, welcome to you all on Zoom, on Blog Talk Radio, and now on YouTube. And to catch my echo there. I never really know we're live until I hear myself echoing. And then we know where to go. So good evening, everybody. It's so good to have you with us. Thank you for being here. Tonight, Pastor is not with us. He is sleeping. He didn't get home until probably about 4 o'clock and has to be back to work at 10 after working all last night. So he was pretty tired, but he has a couple of really good words that he wants us to play of a teaching. One of them is actually just like a 15 minute prophecy from 2021 that the Lord gave him. So we'll play that, and then we have a full message on the prophecy of the Lord. So that's what we're going to be studying tonight. And Brother Dan and I were talking earlier, too. It'll be really interesting, all of those things that we prayed for from this prophecy. It'll be neat to see and hear that they have come to pass. So I'm just finished setting up here real quick. And then we'll get started right away. And Pastor even does the pledge at the beginning of the program. And this is in 2021. So he probably, we used to do communion twice an evening then. That was during that time when everybody was kind of locked down, and we had so many people from around the world. We had Julian and Vamala that were in Malaysia, and we had Sister Mary that was in Singapore, and we just Tanvir and Nasim from Pakistan, they were with us a lot. And so because of the different time situations, we wound up doing communion twice so that everybody had a chance to do communion. It was so, so important for everybody's health and their peace to share in the bread and blood of Jesus during that time. Well, it is all the time very important, but especially in those times when people are, they're just looking for God and the peace of God and the healing of God. And so it was in those times, or, you know, in that period of time, what the enemy meant for bad, God used for his good. So hallelujah. So we're glad you're here for this tonight. And like I said, Pastor gets us started right away with the pledges. I'm not sure if he does the opening the community of faith opening prayer then or not. You know what? I'm not sure that we had created the community of faith opening prayer yet at that point in time. But I'm going to get us started. I'll share our screen. And this first prophecy is about 15 minutes long. So we'll study that. Whoops. And here we go.
Just pray in the Holy Spirit. Father,
I
Hallelujah.
Amen, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Well, that was funny. We started right into another video without even realizing it. So how was that for starting out the evening with some prophecy? That was in 2021. Oops. Pastor got that word and got filled with the Holy Spirit right here. I love it. I love it. So our other pastor is not going to be with us tonight for those of you who just joined us. He is sleeping. He got home again really late and has to be back again at 10 o'clock. So he's asked us to play a couple of prophecy messages. This first one was just a short prophecy that he had received back in 2021. And pretty awesome message to get us going tonight. And now the next message is an actually longer teaching on prophecy. And he does actually prophesy on this one too, I believe. So we'll get going with that. I was saying earlier, he will probably do communion at the beginning of the program and at the end too. We used to do that when we first started the program because we had so many different time zones, people attending with us that we would do it a couple of times in the evening. So we would hit someone. We had, like he just said in that video, Julian and Vimala from Malaysia were with us regularly. And we had Sister Mary from Singapore, and we had Tanvir and Nassim from Malaysia. And we actually had a couple of our friends that are here and have family in Ghana and just different areas. We just had a lot of time zones we were dealing with, so we would always do communion twice a night. So he probably will do that on this one. So you're welcome to take communion both times if you would like, or just the first time if you're an early go-to-bedder, or we'll do it at the end of the program. So here we go. Brother Dan, did you want to speak a word over Jared at this point, or you want to do that in a little bit? And are you in the position to be able to do that? I know you're in your truck, so. Okay, we'll go ahead and get started. I'm going to share the screen and enjoy this message. He kind of did. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Well, that was intense, wasn't it? Can you imagine having this vision and this feeling inside of you? Maybe some of you have. I've not had that prophetic type of experience like that, but to not even have the descriptive words for it. And this is good. Brother Dan pulled up these verses that talk about, you know, the wind of God. Exodus 15:18, in the blast of your nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The floods stood upright like a heap. The depths congealed in the heart of the sea. And then 14:21, then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong wind all the night and made the sea into dry land, and the waters divided. That powerful wind of the Lord, oh my, oh my. And yeah, to not have the words even to be able to describe what you're having there. Now, this morning on our morning prayer program, I have one more prophecy program of pastors that I do want to play. It's the power of the prophecy of the church. But this morning, Donna Holly Schubeck shared this with us. Now, this was by Wanda Alger. This was another prophecy vision that she just received recently, like yesterday. Or that's when Donna got it, was yesterday, but it was very, very recently, and it lined up so much with the things that Dutch Sheets has been seeing in prophecy too. So I want to read this to us real quick, and then we'll start the other program. It's called A Rising Roar of Reclamation Carries Fire to Burn Up His Enemies. In my spirit, I see lion after lion standing atop a mountain overlooking a valley below. They've been summoned to the battle and have formed a line of offense. Looking upon the devastation of the enemy below, these lions have been drawn together with one passion and one purpose, to reclaim the territory that is theirs. The enemy has been pillaging and ravaging our land long enough, and it's time for the roar of the lions. It's time to sound the roar of reclamation. This roar has been sounding from regions and cities across the land as those who are bold of heart have lifted their voices in defiance of the enemy's assault in their territories. Pockets of breakthrough have been seen as this sound has been lifted over lesser lands. And yet it is time for this sound to come forth over the nation, a unified sound from the lions of God that signal their sole allegiance to their maker and king. How exciting is this? I love this. Thank you, Lord. A sound that shatters the enemy's lies and renders demonic weapons useless in taking any more captives. Hallelujah. An invitation from the champion of hosts is being issued to those who will join this flank of lions at the ready. Seducing spirits and the fear of man are wooing many into a trap. But those who refuse their bait and come up to a higher call will receive the rewards of reclamation. They will be the first to reap the spoils of the enemy's loss. The fiery trials that many have walked through have been into refining and sanctifying a faith with fire. Perseverance is doing its work and igniting hearts and fueling a passion to see the king's rule and reign established once again. That's in 1 Peter 1, 6, and 7. It is these burning ones who have come through the fires and been steadfast in faith that are being called up to join in this roar of reclamation. Do not suppose your trial has been isolated or without merit. Do not think your troubles have been unto hopelessness and defeat. The king on his throne has been preparing you to join the flank. He has given you everything you need to walk through the fire and come out without the smell of smoke, like Daniel 3, 25 to 30. He is baptizing you with his Holy Spirit and his fire. Your faith is coming forth as gold as you refuse to quit or give in. Your resolute trust in him alone has qualified you to receive his baptism of fire and receive your commission to alter the enemy's timeline and eradicate his rule. Where the enemies of God are lighting literal fires across the land, the king has been lighting fires of his own. It is within the hearts of his lions and dread champions of faith who have come to know their God without fault or blame. It is these who have seen through the fog of war and rightly discerned the enemy's schemes. It is these who have been set ablaze with the Father's passion for his sons and daughters to receive their inheritance and just reward. It is those whose voices are now fueled by heaven's fire. The roar of these lions is no longer just sounding an alarm, but burning up the enemies of God. It is this fiery faith coming forth from his overcoming, coming forth from his overcoming lions that has supernatural power to utterly destroy every demonic weapon and strategy. This is not the time for defensive plays or counter moves. This is the time for the lions to take their offensive positions and sound forth the roar of reclamation over the nation. This sound will reverberate throughout time itself. It will pass through long-held strongholds in the second heaven and annihilate false barriers created by principalities and powers. This is no ordinary sound, for the roar of reclamation carries fire to burn up all his enemies and prepare the way for his glory. Receive the rewards from the past seasons of hardship and pain, and receive this baptism of fire to fuel your roar. It is no longer your battle, but his. It is no longer your voice, but his. Let the roar of the king come through you. Join the flank of God's lions to release the roar of reclamation across the land. That which has been stolen will be redeemed. And all will see the might of the king as the world is set ablaze by his glory. Fire goes before him and burns up his adversaries all around. His lightnings light up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord, before the Lord of all the earth. Psalm 97:3-5. Hallelujah. That a great vision, a great vision. And you know, as this shaking that that so many of these prophets have been seeing, as it gets closer and more prophecies start coming to light. Oh my goodness. Okay, I'm going to try right now to pull up this other message. For us to hear. This also is a prophecy message from 2021 as well. There were a lot of things happening then that were setting us up for these times. So it's important for us to preparing us. Hold on for just a second. Preparing us and building us up for these things to come. So it's really awesome. It's a very, very exciting time. Come. Okay, 25. Excuse me for just a minute. I didn't think we were going to have time for this last one, so I hadn't pulled it up, but here we are. Okay, I'm going to start up this last video, and this is the prophetic dream of the power of the church. So here we go. With China, Here. My goodness. So isn't it so interesting to see, this was, you know, a couple of years ago, where we were then and what we were battling and where we are now. And it really is interesting to me to see how much we have grown. This has prepared us and is empowering us for the things that are coming now. And at that point in time, had we known that things were going to turn out the way they were with the, you know, the elections and everything that's happened since then, it was the furthest thing from anything any of us wanted. But without all of that, look at how much wickedness has been exposed and brought to the front line for everyone to see. That never would have happened had things gone the way we were expecting them. This is where we learn to trust our God. We speak life and truth wherever we go. We seek him continuously, and we have to trust him, especially during these times to come. This was just awesome. And so now I noticed as we went too that all three of these prophetic programs were from the morning program, so there was no communion time. So let's quickly get our communion elements. I'm going to pull up our communion prayer because we didn't do communion in the morning programs. But we did it twice in the evening programs. But anyways, so let's pull up. And we'll do our communion together. What other thoughts was I having as we were going? It just is so interesting to see where we have been. And it really has, I feel, we all are so much more enlightened and strengthened and confident in where we're going and what we're going to be doing in this next season. And you don't always realize it until you go back and look. So that was interesting and good to me. I hope it was to you as well. Now, here we go. I'm going to read the communion verses from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23. I'm not going to find Corinthians in Proverbs. By any means. All right, and I'm in the Passion Translation again. Anyone that is with us tonight that has not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, please make that decision right here. And right now to do that, when I get done reading these verses out of the Bible that pertain to the communion, we're going to read the prayer of salvation. I'll put it up on the screen so you can actually read it out loud. We'll say it with you. We are down to the very end times. We have no idea how much longer we're going to be here. And you know what? Even if we wind up being here for another 100 years, this makes such an amazing change in your life. It makes life worth living. It makes life with a purpose. You just can't describe it. So even if we're here, like I said, for another 100 years, it still will change your life for the better. If we're not, if Jesus comes back in the next 10 seconds, you want to be ready, because you're not just talking about this life on earth. This is eternity. How will you spend eternity? So if you've not yet prayed this prayer, pray it with us. And then we will help you know how to walk out your new Christian life. So here we go, reading the verses. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. I have handed down to you what came to me by direct revelation from the Lord himself. The same night in which he was handed over, he took bread and gave thanks. Then he distributed it to the disciples and said, "Take it and eat your fill. It is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." He did the same with the cup of wine after supper and said, "This cup seals the new covenant with my blood. Drink it, and whenever you drink this, do it to remember me. Whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are retelling the story, proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes. For this reason, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in the wrong spirit will be guilty of dishonoring the body and blood of the Lord. So let each individual first evaluate his own attitude and then eat of the bread and drink the cup. For continually eating and drinking with a wrong spirit will bring judgment upon yourself by not recognizing the body. This insensitivity is why many of you are weak, chronically ill, and some even dying. If we have examined ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, it is the Lord's training so that we will not be condemned along with the world. So then, my fellow believers, when you assemble as one to share a meal, which is the communion meal, show respect for one another and wait for all to be served. If you're hungry, eat at home first, so that when you gather together, you'll not bring judgment upon yourself. When I come to you, I will answer the other questions you have asked me in your letter. Hallelujah. So here we go. Oh, we'll pray the prayer of salvation again. If you're praying this prayer for the first time, pray it from the very depths of your heart, meaning this as your new birth, your life-changing moment here. If you've prayed this 1,000 times, pray it from the very depths of your heart. It's a wonderful refreshing for your spirit and soul to pray it again. There is no wrong in praying it again. It's a rededication continuously. I love it. So here we go. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and that you died and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the Word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. So if you just prayed that prayer for the first time, let us be the first to say, welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the kingdom of God. Please get a hold of us. Our contact information will be in the notes in YouTube after the program. You can also go to our website, which is samueljcottle.com. It's a community of faith website. And our contact information is there. Pastor's email is there. I'm not sure if mine is yet or not. We're trying to get it someplace. But contact us. You can ask us any questions you need. We can refer you to some. We have like 1,000 videos on teachings that can help you know how to walk out this new life as a Christian. And join us. We're here every morning, 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and then here every night for Bible study too. And this is a wonderful group of support and loving believers that can help you learn how to walk out this new life, learn how to pray, learn your Bible, everything you need to know we can help you with here. So please let us know and let us help you with your new life. We're so happy to have you with us. Now let's lift up our communion elements and let's pray. Father God, we thank you for these communion elements and this time to receive them together. We bless them and we sanctify them for this time of communion with you, Lord. Amen. Now I'm going to share screen again so we can pray the communion prayers together. First, we'll pray over the bread and receive it, and then we'll pray over the juice and receive it. Here we go. And our new covenant worship or communion prayer. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today, this bread representing your broken body and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. And now let's pray this out loud together. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life. Oh my goodness sakes. I have a crazy highlighter here. Sorry. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body. In my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. And here we go where we left off. Let's try this again. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen. Let's receive the bread together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We receive you in us. And us in you. Now lift up the fruit of the vine. And we say, now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word in remembrance of your bloodshed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. And here's the prayer. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. And let's receive the juice together. Thank you, Jesus. As you take this juice, imagine the blood of Jesus filling every part of your very being, every cell of your body, every part of your spirit, your mind, your soul, every part of your being. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. And now, Sister Phyllis, are you still with us? Do you have closing verses you want to read or a song you'd like to sing or both? Either is fine. All right. So I am going to read our Ephesians 1 prayer over. Running short on time. Here we go. Ephesians 1, chapter 17. I pray this over us. Oh, hold on, Phyllis. I forgot to turn this crazy speaker off, and for some reason, it won't let me hear anybody else. So if you were talking, I apologize. Okay. Okay. No, this speaker, and sometimes it does it and sometimes it doesn't. I know Pastor sometimes will be jumping in to say something and I totally can't hear him, so I just keep right on talking and until I see his microphone bouncing. So, sure, yes. Please do. Yep, we are the kings and priests, yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I love our community of faith opening prayer, because it really lets us know who we are, and we are, yes, the kings and priests, ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven. So. Yeah. Mm-hmm.